Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasher AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Ah, Mary, nice to hear from you. I haven't heard much about Dasher AI specifically, but I'm all ears now. Could you tell me a bit about what your platform offers and how it might help businesses like Acme Plumbers?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasher, AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Well, one big challenge is reaching the right customers efficiently without sounding too pushy. Also, keeping leads engaged and converting them smoothly can be tricky. How exactly does Dasher AI handle those parts?
Tell me more about reaching the right customers efficiently without sounding... Sorry, I think your last message got cut off. Could you tell me more about reaching the right customers efficiently?
Of course, take your time. Reaching the right customers efficiently means targeting prospects who are genuinely interested without wasting effort on uninterested ones. Our AI can engage leads naturally, personalize conversations, and qualify them quickly so your team focuses only on the best opportunities. Does that sound like what you need?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used this service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Great question. In 12 months, I'd imagine your lead pipeline is consistently full with high-quality prospects, your sales team is closing deals faster, and your revenue is noticeably up. Plus, you'd have more time to focus on strategy instead of chasing leads. How does that vision sound to you?
What do you mean by focusing on strategy instead of chasing leads? Why is that important to you?
Good point. Focusing on strategy means spending more time planning growth, improving customer experience, and innovating rather than getting bogged down in repetitive tasks like cold calling or chasing unqualified leads. It's important because it helps your business grow smarter and faster.
Tell me more about planning growth, improving customer experience.
Sure. Planning growth means setting clear goals, identifying new markets, and optimizing your sales process to scale efficiently. Improving customer experience involves making interactions smooth and personalized so customers feel valued and keep coming back. Both help build a stronger, more profitable business. Does that resonate with you?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a common challenge is juggling limited time and resources while trying to grow leads and close deals. Also, making sure the outreach feels personal without overwhelming the team can be tough. What about you? What constraints do you usually see with your clients?
What are all the ways juggling limited time and resources while trying to grow leads and close deals are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Juggling limited time and resources can lead to missed opportunities, slower follow-ups, and burnout for your sales team. It might also mean less personalized outreach, which can reduce lead engagement and lower conversion rates. All of this can slow down your revenue growth. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on missed opportunities?
Absolutely. Missed opportunities often happen when leads aren't contacted quickly enough or when follow-ups fall through the cracks. Sometimes promising prospects get lost in the shuffle because the team is stretched too thin. This means potential sales slip away and competitors might scoop them up instead. Does that hit home?
Wow. It sounds like juggling limited time and resources, missed opportunities, slower follow-ups, burnout, less personalized outreach, and slipping sales. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Mary, I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities today, so I won't be scheduling a demo. But I really appreciate how clearly you... out the value. If you want, I can share your questions or feedback with the Dasha team at support@dasha.ai. Would you like me to